The Delaware legislature is now considering a measure that would allow the police in Del Mar to unionize. This is Don Rush. The effort follows the death of Del Mar police officer Keith Heacook, which many believe could have been prevented by the presence of another officer. Maryland Republican delegate Carl Anderton was previously mayor of the town on the Maryland side. We caught up with him to talk about the issues. How do you assess how the Del Mar Police Department works, particularly in terms of its staffing?
Back in 2009, you know, we had voted to allow collective bargaining for the police department. And I think the ability to collective bargain for, you know, the Wicomico Sheriff's Department has gone well. It has been a success, in my opinion. And so seeing that as, you know, an example, you know, because you have the two different governing bodies, the two different ideological thoughts, I don't know what else to use other than that word, whereas the collective bargaining on both sides would kind of surpass people who get involved in public service and cycle in and cycle out. This would kind of be a constant.
Why is it that there's been a reluctance, at least on the part certainly of Delaware side, to accept the idea of a police union, but two, just in terms of salaries alone? What is it that's driving that reluctance to say, well, maybe we don't want to do this?
I can't speak for you know, my former colleagues on the Delaware side. I don't know what's in their hearts and minds. They're just doing what they're hearing from their neighbors. I know that, you know, there is always a concern when you're increasing taxes for folks that are on the cusp financially. You have a lot of seniors. You have a lot of folks that aren't making the money that they should be making. And, you know, those are contributing factors. So that's something you have to weigh. You know, it's a cost benefit. For us on the Maryland side, we felt that it was a bigger benefit to want to have officers out there protecting us so you can enjoy your quality of life.
Do you think that having a union contract, which often covers things like work conditions, and work conditions certainly would seem to at least fall under the idea of having perhaps more than one officer responding at a given time. Do you think that would help out in terms of ensuring that the voice of the officers and their concerns on the ground themselves, what they see, then gets reflected into a contract that perhaps will be more protective?
The ability to negotiate that, you know, you may think for an officer it's, you know, specifically all about salary, where in fact it could be something, you know, with health insurance or vacation time or something that allows them, when they have an issue, to have their needs taken care of, you know. So it's a lot more things than just, you know, salary, I think you'll find as they go through a negotiating process. But the first thing that needs to happen is for, you know, bill to pass in Delaware, so that way there's, like I said, it's not about equal giving. I mean, the Maryland side's bigger and population on the Delaware side, but it should be equal sacrifice.
Finally, I wanted to ask you about Corporal Heathcook, and what was your reaction when you heard about his death?
Yeah, I mean, I knew Keith for a long time, consider him a friend. Even, after being elected to the General Assembly, you know, I'd see him at the gas station in the mornings going to Annapolis, you know, and we'd make a little quip, you know, about, okay, what are you going to do, you know, to affect our lives today or something like that. You know, we kind of laugh, you know, but I don't know how else to say the hurt. And I've really tried to stay out of it because I'm no longer a part of, you know, the town government. I'm just a town taxpayer. There's no defending him being by himself, none at all. But, you know, we have made it difficult, more difficult on ourselves to hire good officers and to pay them.
Maryland Republican Delegate Carl Anderton. This is Don Rush for Del Marva Public Media.